Saudi Arabia's bombardment of Yemen shows no sign of abating. Saudi warplanes pounded several locations across the country, including an airbase. Earlier, 17 people lost their lives in airstrikes targeting an area in Ma'arib province. Over 5,100 Yemenis have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched its aggression in late March. The United States is reportedly carrying out a secret drone campaign in Syria. The Washington Post has reported that the CIA and U.S. Special Forces are using unmanned aerial vehicles to kill key Daesh terrorists. The newspaper says the drone operations are separate from the wider U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIL. Israel has slammed a Palestinian initiative to raise their flag at the United Nations, calling it a political manipulation of the UN system. In a letter to UN Security, to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Israeli ambassador to the UN Ron Prosser said Palestinians are attempting to change long-standing protocols and traditions. Five Palestinian prisoners have been on hunger strike in Israeli jails for nearly 2 weeks to protest their detention without charge. On Tuesday, Israel transferred the inmates to separate prisons, ignoring their calls for release. The Palestinian Detainees Committee is warning that Tel Aviv might force-feed the hunger-striking prisoners. The U.S. Defense Secretary has suggested that some Guantanamo prisoners must be detained indefinitely. Ashton Carter says only half of the detainees at the facility are safe to release. The U.S. has recently released a handful of prisoners from Guantanamo. That has left another 116 people held there without trial. And millions of workers across India have gone on a 24-hour strike in protest of the government's economic policies. Trade unions demand the government drop plans to sell off stakes in state-run companies. This is the biggest show of strength by unions since the right-wing Prime Minister Narendra Modi took office.